No, she's messing up. She's messing up.
Yeah. Could you please come here? That's terrible. Please only post Joseph. Joseph actually the provisional number one qualifier.
Yes.
Alrighty, we're joined in the media center by Eddie Krawick, who rode to a 6.860 at 196.53 miles per hour during the first round of qualifying. So first two countdown races went your way, and then obviously St. Louis, not quite what you'd hoped for, but how important is it to start out strong?
Well, I guess you could say you can't win them all. We tried doing that back in 2012. Didn't happen. We got 15 of 16, but and this was actually the race that we lost. But we redeemed ourselves the following year, came back and won. Not all of them go your way. You know, I made a really clean, very good run off the truck. Had the bike, obviously, to tune up. Andrew and Matt had the tune-up really right on, and the chassis setup was right. Second session, we had a little bit of a crosswind. I don't know. You know, you guys are in the tower. You don't really notice that as much. But us being on two wheels makes it a little difficult to navigate through it. So, you know, I made a small chassis adjustment before that run, but it wasn't enough. What we do is we basically move our rear axle to change the wheel direction to help get us from point A to point B and kind of rear steer it, as we'd like to say. And I was off a little bit, so I had to correct, and probably cost me about 200 through the middle. I don't know if we had the 87 in it, but we definitely had an 88. Track was really good that session. And, you know, I'm just got to maintain. That's key. Little points, get those little points, and keep moving forward.
Is this heat been a real problem today? I mean, I'm kind of shocked at how hot
it is. Yeah, so are we. You know, we were looking at the weather a week ago, and it certainly wasn't going to be in the 90s, but it's here. It's as long as we don't have rain, it's all good. You know, we can deal with that. It affects the way our motorcycles run. They don't, you know, being naturally aspirated, obviously, it pulls away some of the, you know, the horsepower capabilities that you can make. So, you know, we just made the proper adjustments that we thought to go down the track and get it there. The track's been really good for us. This is one of those situations where we usually have more grip than we have power. And that's because you're dealing with the heat. And, you know, it's actually, this is very wet air for Dallas. Wet, I mean, there's a lot of water in it, a lot of grains, and the humidity level. So that affects us too, being naturally aspirated. So we try to tune our stuff. Everybody's got to deal with the same conditions. So as long as we all have the same conditions, it's not a problem. Best tuner wins.
At this point, you feel like you really have your tuning window narrowed down to the point where you're really just kind of chipping away at it at a very narrow point? Because it seems like you guys are really kind of have it clicking, whereas for a long time, it was, you know, you're really kind of fighting it.
Before, when we got to these conditions, yeah, we would dread it because, honestly, we stunk when it came to tuning in conditions like this. And over the last year, basically, Andrew spent a lot of time on a dyno, and, you know, we've made tons of dyno pulls to refine our tune-up. And this year, definitely in hot conditions, it's shown that we can run well. And before, there was a couple bikes that would run well, and we were a few hundredths off of them. Now we're equally as fast, if not faster. So it's definitely good. This, I wouldn't say this is our forte. We love having cool air and great track conditions and get after it as hard as you can. But it looks like we might have that come Sunday. So if it's going to be high 60s, low 70s, and definitely dry out and be some really cool air, it's going to be very fast. I think you're going to see probably some mid-670 runs out here, you know, but the weather conditions have to bring it.